What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Browns players speaking in the 11 o'clock hour.
Ooh, who will it be?
It's the big question of the day.
It's like men at work.
We hope.
Knocking at my door. Bah, bah, bah.
We hope we have some of those here. We'll see who it is. I was going to go off on a tangent, and I don't want to right now.
Why? What's the big deal?
Because.
Jeff, it's only time.
Because we're cranked up here on the quarterbacks.
I'm feeling good about it.
We're cranked up on the quarterbacks. And then Kevin Stefanski speaking at 1:15. You'll have it right here on the Fan. Steve is in Lyndhurst. Hello, Steven.
Steve-O.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Do you know the last 2 years you will have two better quarterbacks as our starting quarterbacks?
Steve, your phone's terrible. You take it off speaker.
The last 2 years, okay. We didn't have two backup quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Jameis Winston and your boy Joe Flacco. Now, what did Joe Flacco do when he left the Cleveland Browns 2 years ago? He was a backup. What was he last year with Indianapolis?
Huh?
He was a backup. He backed up. Richardson started the season. He went 2-4.
Yeah.
And they pitched him again.
Yeah.
So, actually, we got two. In the last 2 years, we had two backup quarterbacks. Here's the deal.
Wait, you forgot about that point where he was, like, one of the most successful guys in franchise history where he helped us get to the playoffs. Remember that?
Yeah, but he flamed out with two pick sixes the other way.
I'm with you.
But here's the deal between the two rookies. You want to know what your quarterback can do under duress. When you made uncomfortable in the pocket, how do you respond to that duress? One quarterback was able to get you two touchdowns, get you a very nice touch pass down the sideline, kept his eyes down the field. He looked poised. He looked under control. He looked like the moment wasn't too big for him when the heat was on, because you both know that these defensive coordinators, it's just not, you're not going to sit back there and play pitch and catch. That's not going to happen. And then Saturday you had the quarterback when he was faced with duress. He panicked. He turned the ball over on a handoff, which is a nightmare. He threw the pick six the other way. Was strictly on the quarterback.
That was not strictly on the quarterback. I'm listening to everything you're saying, but just try to stay, try to be equal on this. Because I just said 2 minutes ago that I think the guy that I want to watch play quarterback is Shedeur Sanders. So I'm on your side for a lot of this stuff. But let's not, I mean, that wasn't 100% his fault. Should he have thrown the ball? No, he shouldn't have. But it wasn't all his fault.
Listen, it's simple as this.
Okay.
You the quarterback. You see what's in front of you. You know this offense inside and out, according to Kevin Stefanski and Barry. He knows the offense better than basically anyone on the team.
So,
he's well prepared. When you see four people in a box, you have to know that one of those receivers is out of place. You
all right, Steve, I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and play devil's advocate. Then you have Shedeur, who looked great throwing two touchdown passes, but that pass that he threw directly into the body of a defensive back who couldn't hang on to it, that was not a problem. When these guys start making great plays or big mistakes in games that count, we can start dissecting plays. Right now, Shedeur looked pretty good. I liked him. I thought he did a really nice job, and I want to see more. And I thought Dylan did a really nice job, made one really bad pass, but I want to see more. That's where it is. Let's start seeing these guys in games that matter, and then we can start saying this guy did this and this guy didn't do this.
So I also said that 2 minutes ago that the sample size is so small. I don't like breaking it down the way he did and the way I did just there too. It's just not fair. It's not right. Also, Dan, a new pronunciation right up there with Stepanski. It was, Stefanski.
I like that one. I like that one too.
That's some Stefanski offensive football right there.
That is, man. Some Stefanski footwork.
We're going. Steven, we appreciate the phone call. We hope Shador turns out to be incredible. We hope Dylan Gabriel turns out to be incredible.
Yes.
By God, we want Kenny Pickett to be incredible.
Incredible.
Why? Because we're tired of not having a quarterback. I'll take three. Heck, I'll take four. Heck, I'll take Jeff in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Jeff, Andy, Jeffrey, good morning.
How are you?
Thank you.
So I got a couple points, but I really want to, you know, you guys got the show started off kind of hot today.
Smoking hot, baby.
Yeah, because Andy doesn't have product today, Jeff.
No product, man. My hair and head brain is being fried. I do have product.
Here's the thing. I do agree with both of you on your guys' points about the competition or lack thereof. I guess why it's super frustrating, and I actually feel more frustrated now than I did before camp started.
Me too.
Because you're right, Jeff, Joe and Kenny not having a true competition has screwed things up big time for us here. And why it has is because now they're talking, and I've seen it through a couple news outlets about potentially keeping four quarterbacks, right? If Kenny and Joe had a legitimate competition, before the end of camp, one of those guys was getting traded or cut. Period. Because you know you have two rookies at the end of the tunnel, right? Who both showed some promise. My question for you guys both is this, though. With that being said, if both quarterbacks, the rookies, stat lines were flipped, what would the discussion look like right now, currently? What do you think it would look like with Shador being the fifth round pick with two turnovers? Just curious. Let's start there because that's important.
I don't think it would be much different because, honestly, though Gabriel turned the ball over twice, I'm not going to blame the handoff on him because maybe it was his problem, maybe it wasn't his problem. He and Pierre Strong talked about it. I don't know what they talked about, and I don't know where who was supposed to be where on that. And the pass he shouldn't have thrown. I thought if Sanders had played the same way Gabriel did, I would say, you know what? Shador looked really intriguing, and I want to see more. That's where I've been left with this.
And then I'll go back to the question of third down efficiency because that's
he was really good on third down
efficiency and the ability to have the fluidity. Maybe I don't know if that's the right word.
It is now.
The way the offense looked with Gabriel early on, I thought that was just as impressive.
Yeah. So there's a reason I brought up the turnover, guys, and I'll let you guys go. Seven out of the last nine seasons for the Browns, we've had a negative turnover differential. With that being said, and this season encapsulates all of this, if the defense does what we're predicting or hoping it's going to do, playing at a higher level again this year, we've got a guy like Joe going out who freely throws the ball, right? So if we're not going to be on the positive side of the turnover differential – this season's not going to matter anyways. We could win three games. But, hey, if we keep these games close and we're on the plus side, Joe might get us 7 or 8 wins. You know, I don't want to see Joe the whole season. That's the biggest problem. I'd rather see Kenny, even though who knows if we're ever going to see him suit up, or these rookies. It's just frustrating, guys. Love the show as always. Appreciate the feedback.
It is kind of a headache. The Browns created this mess by having six quarterbacks here. So.
No, they didn't. They created it by not having one that they wanted to start.
Yeah, I just said that. The Browns created this mess. You're right. You just repeated what I just said.
They're looking for one to start. That's the deal.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The deal. Roger is in Aurora, home of Greenman. What's up, Roger?
Roger.
Yeah, G-Man. I would like to see the G-Man maybe start, but...
I'll take your coach.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that might not be as ludicrous as you think because he would be a great assistant coach in the NFL.
Okay, right? Let's go, Roger. What do you want to talk about?
Does anyone talk about Mahalik? All right, I'll keep going.
You can't look. This whole thing with Watson, they might as well put Watson in to see how he would play. If he started lighting things up, Well, maybe that money was worth it, play him. But that wasn't going to happen. This is all the owner's fault. And you can't fire him. So
say it. Say it, Roger. They screwed up by letting Baker Mayfield go. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this mess. Say it.
Yes. Oh, well, yes, they did.
There it is. Top 10 quarterback, most things you read right now.
I don't blame Baker for being upset. But who did that?
I do. He could have been a little mature, more mature. He says that. He said it. He just needed to take a deep breath after he saw they took a run at Watson, and Watson said, no!
Roger, thank you. Tell your cousin Frank and Kent we said hi.
Oh, you're calling him up.
Raymond is in Brimfield. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This whole thing is so exhaustive.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's just exhaustive. And Jeff, I'm going to, agree with you on most of this. There's four quarterbacks currently competing. We can count Hundley if you want. So, or in the room. There's one of them who has the prototypical size, above average athletic ability, and his age is in the 20s. That's Pickett. Unfortunately, he got hurt. Okay? I'm pretty sure, and we've talked about, and Jeff, you've talked about, Pickett's the guy you kind of wanted to see who might have been able to do something.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But he got hurt.
We wanted to see it anyway, Raymond.
Yeah, we wanted to see it anyway. And you still may. And you know what? Here's the thing. I think the Browns do, too. So here's the thing that's exhaustive, especially with the rookies. So with Sanders has been fourth team in the spring, entire camp. Even though he's been lauded by the press, even though he's been lauded by fans of how great he is and how bad Gabriel is. So this is what is amazes me. But he's still fourth. Why is he fourth? So he comes his first preseason game, and Stefanski's offense is based on motion. Historically, 50% of the time, it's pre-snap motion. What do they do with Sanders? 27%. So then we get Gabriel's healthy enough. He comes in, and what do they do with the pre-snap motion? 49%, close to the average. So I'm sorry for everybody who thinks they're smarter than NFL teams and everything else and are going to be GM someday, both in the press and everywhere else. He can't run their offense yet. He can't. Otherwise, he would have moved up the depth chart. Otherwise, he would have run more motion in that offense, which is more Stefanski's offense in his preseason game. So just give it up. The NFL deemed him a fifth-round pick because he has flaws. Gabriel, all we heard about was he was so overdrafted. Until we find out, third round, Miami trades out, and they were looking at Gabriel. And then Mike Silvers comes out with a piece that, yeah, they got trade offers for Gabriel after Sanders was drafted. And Albert Breer is on your station all the time, says, yep, that happened. In the fourth round.
Raymond, wrap it up, bud. We got to go.
Okay. So basically what I'm saying is I want to see Pickett and give it a rest on Sanders. He's a low-round pick.
At least for now. Raymond, at least for now. But now he's a Cleveland Brown, and let's see if he can develop. Let's see if Gabriel can develop. And let's see what Dan has to say.
A little bit of news coming out of the NFL. Gentlemen, the Colts have announced that Daniel Jones will be their week one starter. Week one starter for the Indianapolis Colts, Daniel Jones.
All right. The guy who
thought that was going to happen yesterday.
Didn't work in New York, even though some Giant fans weren't happy when they cut him. We'll start ahead of Anthony Richardson, who was a top five pick for the Indianapolis Colts. Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, covers the Browns next here on Baskin and Phelps.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.